And welcome, everybody. This was very loud in your ear, and we're back. Drop Poster Cast, episode number 25. James Creative is here with me, and he is moving around with his camera. Is the camera following you, or what's the deal here?
Yeah, the camera follows you.
Oh, it follows. How is that possible?
Absolute magic. Don't know, mate.
Is it zoomed in, and that's why it can follow?
Yeah, I guess so.
Makes sense, huh?
Yes.
So what have you been up to, man? Anything special happened?
Nothing. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
Yeah, it's been this kind of week. I mean, I've been on vacation to Copenhagen, which was nice. But no, there was like some cheap ass prints. I was like, what the fuck? And then some person tried.
You were selling them?
Huh?
You were selling some cheap ass prints?
No. I was at the Danish Architecture Center, and they had some prints there. And I was like trying to talk to this lady, and she was like trying to convince me on things that were not right. And I was like, that this print on this paper doesn't look like the shit you're telling me here. So I was like, I was like pushing my specs up and like,
but no,
I wasn't. No. I wasn't. I'm not an arse, but I was like, okay, lady, keep telling me things you pull out of your butt. But hey, yeah, that was nice. But yeah, I had a film on canvas pop-up gallery and book signing over the weekend, which was pretty cool. I still owe a video to the people out there. I took some videos and how it looked, and it turned out really nice, except the weather could have been better. But yeah, almost everything is gone, and that was pretty cool. And if you people like to grab a book, just slide into DMs and let me know. I will obviously, yeah, get back and see that you can get a book. Also, before we start, really, I would love to say, people, let us know in the comments, because the comments and all the interaction helps us the most. If you guys could let us know what is your favorite print of the week, maybe we missed something, let us know as well. And because at the end of the day, it's like always, if we at the end of the video, I mean, we you probably missed this announcement. So I thought I'm going to do it as in the beginning. James, well, you have anything you want to let us know? Is there anything you want to plug?
No.
If you have art jobs, Mr. James Hobson is the man to go to. I plug this.
Yeah. I've got stuff working. I'm working on stuff in the background, but it's going to be a bit of time before it comes into fruition, you know.
Okay.
So immediate.
Fingers crossed, my friend.
Immediate times are hard at the moment, and that's why I look really depressed. And I'm really depressed.
And it's okay. You can be depressed. Everything is fine. There's no judgment here. But hey, let's have a nice little show and try to pick you up, baby.
Yes.
So, but people, be aware, if there are one-word sentences here by Mr. James on your art, don't be discouraged. Okay, first up, we have not Harrison Ford, but it's the Blade Runner.
Don't.
Yeah, this one is by Alphonse Kiefer, a German artist who does some interesting paintings. I went to his website, and I thought they were quite cool. I liked them. I don't know why James is not over the moon as I am about this one.
Oh, I just don't think the likeness is quite there.
Yeah, but about what is shown, is that something you like, or is that something you don't like?
Yeah, I like the he's captured the like
the scene at the Bradbury.
He's captured the atmosphere of Blade Runner really well, you know, with that dust that captures through the air. Shit like that. But you know, it's a Blade Runner poster.
But yeah, sometimes you just have to gamble. Like Casino Royale does, by Bartosz Gyorgy. And yeah, how do you like that? Segue.
Lovely. Well done, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, I think this is quite nice. I think this is a different kind of spin we've seen from the usual James Bond posters, and I enjoy this one.
Yeah, I like this. I had this in my list that.
Oh, you had it as well.
Yeah, I had this one.
Perfect.
Some good typography in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you? I mean, I was thinking a little bit. The only thing is because the one leave is in front and the other leave is behind, as well as the cards. Should everything be behind it? That the glass and all that stuff is in front? That was I was wondering.
No.
No? Okay. Okay, the man has spoken.
You want a one-word answer?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
And what you're talking about, so okay. No.
It's faster. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
On the right side, here. There, I'll zoom in for you. There, on the right side, it's the leaf is in front. But here, on this side, the leaf is behind. And also the cards. That's what I'm talking about. I was wondering if everything should be in front.
Oh, in front of the lettering.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that should be a little bit in front of the R. You're right there, Tom.
Thank you.
Not the cards. The cards should be behind.
Okay.
So they're behind the glass, aren't they?
Yeah, they're behind the glass, yeah. But it's like depends on the three-dimensional model where the title would be placed, on top or in the back. But anyways, potato, potato. Well, that's not a fry the brains right away. We talk about our next piece, which is Callum Seymour doing Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And this one is pretty cool.
This one's well old, mate.
What's that?
This one's well old.
Is it? It is? Oh, it was on AMP. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
This was a poster posse.
Was it?
A poster posse passion project.
Yep. Oh my god.
For when I did mine.
Oh my god. Okay, never mind. Moving on.
We didn't talk about it then, we can talk about it now. It's pretty good. So I think it was one of the standouts of that passion project. It was quite nice.
I think it's very detailed and has some cool features in there.
Yeah, man. It's good. Yeah.
All right. Then, moving on to Chris Kohler's Everything Everywhere All at Once piece. And I like this one. I think it's pretty cool. And the scene that was picked here, but also the effects of the shattering and the different versions and stuff like that. And I think it turned out pretty cool. Got the fighters the protectors in the foreground there. And this one is fun. Chris did very well on this one. Also, the title treatment and the hidden credits, loving it.
Yeah, that's good about the credits. This one's incredibly detailed as well.
Yeah,
it's made for screen print.
Also, this
rendered like really, really nicely.
Also, the cracks, like on the left and on the right. You know what I mean? They are the jumping points, right?
I guess so. I hadn't really noticed that.
Yeah, you see what I'm talking about here? These?
Yeah, I see. Yep.
Yeah, I think these are the jumping points, which is like also another cool little detail that...
That's lovely.
Yeah.
People haven't really picked up on that in posters, have they?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very good. Like there's this multiverse aspect in that case. Yeah.
Indeed.
Very, very sci-fi. Loving it. All right, next...
Hi, Chris.
What's
go
that?
Chris. Just want to say go, Chris.
Go, Chris. Yeah. Next up, we have Mr. James Hobson himself. He is a big Nintendo fan. And...
This one.
Yeah?
It's good.
It's good, you think? Is it approved?
Really. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, what about this one?
Should you got the approved stamp?
What's that? Oh,
put the approved stamp.
Oh Jesus, he wants it. Oh my God, eh? Here we go. But yeah, so how about this one? Is this going to be happen as a print? What's going on, James?
Unfortunately, not. No, it's not going to be a print. Although it might feature in my area, so it might be in a goodie bag. Yeah, I don't know. For the Vice Press open house event.
Oh, cool.
If people would like this as a free print at open house, then could happen.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of open house, I mean, I wanted to talk about it a little later, obviously, when we come to Vice Press. But yeah, open house is happening. Bunch of cool people are coming. And yeah, you are also in there.
A bunch of cool people. You are also in there.
No, I wanted to like say you are part of the cool people.
I am in there. Yep. It's in Sheffield, UK.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice. Lots of cool people.
What's the date? We should
24th of June, I think. But I'll let you know later because I have the graphic.
Awesome. So prepared.
Okay. Next up, we have Laura Emilia Bernard, Thurman Louise.
Bernard.
So yeah, this one is pretty dope. I like the hair, especially the hair looks so cool.
Yes, I love this one. I friended it out really nicely. I got to meet her in London.
Oh, when did she come over?
I can't remember.
But she's from Germany, right?
Yeah, it was the end of last year. Yeah. Oh.
Nice.
And yeah, we talked about grey squirrels and black squirrels. It was good. Awesome. This is like, this is one of her first big like alternative movie posters.
This was just a digital release, right? This doesn't have a printing release, right?
Don't think so, no. It's just like a done it for her.
Okay, cool.
There's a really weird sound going on. It's gonna have to disappear.
What? I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything else? Okay, then.
No. That's not picking up on your mic either, so it's fine.
Good.
Yeah. I love her style. I hope to see more in the future.
I can't wait to see more from her. I know that she was drawing a whale.
Mm-hmm.
And put that out on Instagram.
Like
in progress. That looks really nice as well.
Nice.
She's good. It's one to watch, I'd say.
All right. Then we have Liam Tuher. I hope I pronounced it right. It's the Batman. I love this different kind of style. This looks
not
like
red.
What's that?
It's not red.
It's not red. It has, I mean, there's a red wall there.
There's a red carpet, isn't there?
Red riddle sign.
We're still waiting for the Batman poster that doesn't have red.
Come on, we're close here.
Yeah, we're close. Maybe that's what I need to do. Make the Batman poster that doesn't have red. If you in the comments, if you can think of a Batman poster that doesn't have red,
make it yellow.
Hit us up. Phantom City did a variant which was green and cream.
Yeah. Indeed. But yeah, next up we have Lisa Shumska with this beautiful Renfield piece. I love this one. This is so funny and so good. And I'm excited for the movie. It has a, like a late release, I think May in Germany. So it's like forever.
Yeah. I'll let you know when I see it tonight.
Lucky you going good tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, lucky you. But hey, yeah, this one is cool. I love this one. And there's some more with the Poster Posse doing for Universal's release of Renfield. And they're all kind of cool. Marco Marneth did one. I saw... Did Dolly one? I don't know. But yeah, a bunch of people.
Beware, 17th and Oak.
Oh, that's right, 17th and Oak it was. Mm-hmm.
That's some good stuff. SG.
Yeah. What's your... Is it also your favorite here, this one?
Yeah.
Reminds me, I have to say, a little bit of Van Orten design.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I guess. Similar. This one's more of a stained glass window, isn't it?
Yeah. Because of the church scene in the trailer, I think.
I guess.
Yeah.
She can do so many different styles.
Yeah, it's great. Always unpredictable. this one. Next up, we have Lavos Tibor doing Beef. And I like this one. This one is funny because I watched a series, finished it, since the last time we spoke, and it was really good.
Cool. I basically just want to watch it because of Akiko's poster.
Yeah, it's also a good series. If it wouldn't had Akiko's poster, it would have been still a good series.
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't think the poster makes a series. The poster definitely caught my attention. And
indeed.
Looks kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, this is good. What's the artist's name? Because they do loads of really good posters.
Lavos Tibor, 15 Lab.
Yeah.
Lots of 14 Lab, I'm sorry. But yeah, good stuff. Next up, we have Neil Fraser's The Boogeyman. I like this one.
What is it?
Huh?
What's the bright thing?
I think it's a nightlight.
All right.
What makes sense? Like, everything, the light goes out from there.
The Boogeyman.
What's that?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen The Boogeyman.
Me neither. See? Hey, come on. whenever we have this situation where we both haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, except the new ones, obviously.
Yeah, I think I like it.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just like staring at it. Right?
Yeah.
I think in some areas it's really sharp, and in some areas it's really soft. So it's.
Yeah, it's the sand from the Sandman in your eye.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Like, is it a thing? I don't think it's that. You know the Sandman, right? Neil Gaiman, the Sandman.
I didn't watch the new.
Like, but you know the concept of the Sandman. He's the guy for the dreams, like. He's like if Lucifer is like the.
I know the guy.
The god of hell or whatever. He's the guy of the dreams. And nightmares, obviously, in this case.
Okay.
And there's like this German, and I don't know, it was in Germany, in East Germany especially, they had it was called also The Sandman. And This was a children's show. And then they had the song, and then he was like throwing his sand. And that's why the kids get all tired and have to close their eyes. And then and then you would say, because like, you know, when you're in the mornings, when you wake up, you get still some this eye shit. You know what I mean?
Yep, eye shit.
I don't know, what's it called?
Eye shit.
No, I'm serious.
So am I. I don't know what it's called.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? But yeah, this stuff, and
that
you would say in German, you got sand in your eyes still. So you rub, you take out sand.
Oh. And that was the Sandman.
That's the Sandman.
Thanks, Tom. I feel like I've
learned
some, I don't know.
Cultural stuff.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Next up, we have Olivier Courbet, and he's doing a Lawrence of Arabia. And this one is a secret movie cinema release or whatever it's called. And I like this one. I like the colors on this one and the silhouette and things like that. And that's pretty cool.
Yep. Pretty cool.
He's going with pretty cool. Is that all? You want to say more or...
No,
you don't have to. It's just a question.
Yep.
I just don't want to cut you off, you know.
No. I want to hear more about why you like it.
I like it because of, I guess, of the colors especially, and the things, like, obviously, if you compare it a little bit to the Ali Moss version of Lawrence of Arabia, which is great, to be honest. This one, the Ali Moss version, is pretty nice. But this one has a certain similarity. But I think I also would rather love to see it on a more landscape version. I think this one is too limited. I think it needs a little bit more space. But I love the silhouette of him in the turban and everything, and then in the desert outfit. And also the big setting sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's a good contrast with the beige sand color-ish and the black, black, dark gray, and the red.
Cool.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, yeah, yeah. I did all the work and then he's just giving me a call.
I just want to hear, like, I don't know. I can't really say that much about it. It's okay. Everything that you said there, it's fine.
All right, fair enough. Then next up, what's that?
It's good, isn't it? It's nice.
Next up, we have some poster jockey stuff, and this is Good Will Hunting by him, digitally drawn. And I think this is also really cool. I like his concept as usual.
Are you sponsored by Poster Junkie?
What's that?
Are you sponsored by Poster Junkie?
No. Why would I be?
I don't know. Just every week seems to be a...
Yeah, he has a crazy output. It's like... And,
yeah, this
and,
one's been around
and
for
basically,
a while.
Yeah, yeah, but I, you know what? I forgot again last week to do it. So it's like been like, I don't know, what, 5 weeks since this has been out, but I have been forgetting it. And then he wrote me yesterday about, because I shared his new key art that will come up later. And then he's like, hey.
So we are sponsored by him.
What's it?
So we are sponsored by him.
No, we're not. And then I was like, hey, you forgot my Google Hunting. I said, oh shit, yeah, right. And I said, I will put it in because I liked it.
Oh, mate. That's dangerous.
What is dangerous? When I like stuff?
You're going, oi, where's my poster coming?
No, he was just joking. But I actually wanted to put it, but I forgot it. Like I do sometimes, because then I see some stuff and I didn't save them, like Mr. James Hobson does all the time. So that's why I forgot to put them in.
I saved them. I just didn't have time to put them in this week.
Yeah, see? The small things.
Oh, look who's come.
Yeah, Mia approves of my statement.
Now she's waving her ass around at it. Sorry.
Yeah, at you for saying such weird things. But yeah, there's some more. We have a Joker piece digitally drawn as well. Very painterly style. Given this, like the blurriness and craziness, and also really liking the colors on this one. I think it reminds me, obviously, I don't know if it's supposed to be at the end of the Joker when he is in the police car with the sirens, not the sirens, the lights. You know, engulfing him. But, and I don't know if we had this one as well, the John Wick one. Did we talk about this one? It's sad, John Wick.
Yeah.
Chapter 4. I mean, did you watch it yet, by the way?
No.
Oh, man. Go watch it, please.
I don't think it's showing that in that many places now. Like, Mario came over and just, like, took out all the screens.
Okay. Even the, like, the evening one? The evening shows? In terms of, like, you know, it's more a kid movie, I thought.
No, it just took over loads of the screenings, like, where I am.
Okay, crazy.
It was like, if it's a success, they're going to be like, well, okay, bang it in a bunch of screens. I don't know.
Fair enough. Okay, next up we have Ralph Banzuela doing The Legend of Zelda in this piece. And I like the framework on this one a lot and how it is incorporated into the rest of the piece. I think that's really interesting in terms of layering and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like this one.
Color wise, the only thing, I don't know, is this the original color? I have played it, but color wise, it reminds me a little bit of Dan Mumford.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there's a lot. I don't think it's just Dan Mumford, though. I think there's a big, like, gig poster, screen print gig poster palette, which is quite similar to that.
Yeah, and obviously the like, you know, this pig, like the gods, is it, I think it's gods, or what is it? I don't know, but yeah, it reminds me of, like, you know, like a, I don't know, like a metal band. That's why the Geek Poster Association makes it even stronger.
Yeah.
All right.
Super detailed.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. Yeah, next up we have Robert Bruno's Air. I like this one. I mean, I love shoes. So, hey, what you gonna do? I have the similar silhouette. The similar. I got the same model, but the similar colorway of this one as well.
Nice, man. Means you're cool.
What's that?
Means you're cool, doesn't it?
It doesn't mean that at all.
No, it does.
No.
Yo. Yeah, it's good. I like the idea of the lace.
It has also the art print version without the title treatments and stuff like that. And I think it's available in Robert's store.
Cool. I'd love to. I mean, it would be pretty good for key art if you just had a quad size, mm-hmm. and then just a lace that went through like really detailed, and then just wrote air in the middle and then mm-hmm. went on to an end. That would be pretty cool as well. Just really, really minimal, and then an actual image of a painterly
mm-hmm.
thingy lace. Yep,
we are good with words today.
Good with staying awake.
Next up, we have Ruiz Burgos' Mission Possible. I think this one is also pretty cool. I like the obviously the title. With the explosion was put in there, and all the little details, and also the different dimensions and where the people were put and stuff like that. Yeah, Ruiz Burgos, he knows how to draw.
He is good. I think the Tom Cruise looks a little bit like Jake's, like in the way that the contrast works.
What do you mean? In terms
light areas.
Okay, then, yeah.
Extreme contrast to the dark on the skin. Yeah. Remind me a bit of Jake Compton.
I see where you're coming from. Yeah,
just a little bit. Something that I looked at.
Yeah,
it's good. It's a good poster, isn't it?
Yeah, and last but not least, we have Vlad Rodriguez's Seven Samurai piece. This is available via. This is available via. Oh shit! What was it? Print Club? I want to say Print Club. Is it? What was it again?
Print Club 77.
Okay, yeah. Peter messaged me after last week's debacle, where I said something wrong, but he had a good laugh at the name. But yeah, so this one is pretty cool. I like this one, and then there's also the mono version with the black and white version, which is also very cool. What's your favorite, James?
I like the reg.
The gold one.
Yep.
Perfect. Sounds very good.
Yeah, these are great. I think those are really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's move over. Oh, by the way, did you see? Oh, no, you haven't seen the cover yet. I used this one for the 16 to 9 thumbnail and to put us on the right side here on these guys' faces. And on the Instagram feed post one, I used the Matt Ferguson one, and I put you on Luke, and I'm on the Emperor, very tiny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay.
These out, people. Check out the thumbnails.
Yeah. We're having a little bit of fun with those. Spot us in a thumbnail. But yeah, next up we have Black Dragon, and there's a Peter Diamond release going on from Magic the Gathering. This is for Arcanis, I think, and this is for Brimas. And then we have Marchesa, and then Savra, and all these people or characters don't mean anything to me, but the art looks very incredible. I love Peter's style, what he's doing with these, and... it's in its typical style, but I love the way especially on this one, which kind of like angle he picked, he didn't put it in the middle and stuff, so I liked it.
Yeah, his work is like great for Magic Gathering. Makes total sense.
Yep.
He's doing something with us still at the moment. It's getting there. It's nearly finished now.
Okay. Can you say which way it's going? Or
freaking love it. Which way?
I mean, in terms of which property?
Oh, it's Transformers. He's shared some, like a tiny, tiny section of it. It's probably one of the favorite things that I've seen.
Oh, cool.
It's really, really good.
I'm excited.
Actually doing some art direction now as well.
He is, or you are?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Let's move on to Bottleneck Gallery, and they have a release by Andrew Rowland. I think we didn't cover this last time, The Shining, or did we?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
It came out recently, didn't it? So I don't think we did.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this one.
So much in the UK groups. It's like, did we? I don't know. Has it been out forever? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this one is pretty cool. I like the details and the way it was on his website. You can see like the pencil drawings he's done.
Yeah.
And these are very impeccable. And the axe of blood in there, I think that's a nice little feature.
Not too in your face, is it? It's something that you might notice like second or third viewing.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, this one is the regular, and then we have the variant in black and white. And I think this pops with the blood there, that the blood is a little different, obviously, here than the red of The Shining. But still, mm-hmm. Very cool. And then we also have the art print version without the title treatment. Good stuff?
It's good stuff. I think I'd just go with the reg on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think the yellow pops nice with the red and the blue.
It's all about that yellow.
All about that yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up we have Chris Valentine, episode 1. I don't know if we talked about this one, but yeah.
This one came out at Celebration, pretty much, like when I was at Celebration. So I don't
know. Oh, okay, perfect. So yeah, this one is pretty cool. I like this one.
Amazing. This would get an approved straight away.
Straight away. Do you think it's his best work?
I think it's up there, yeah. Okay. Possibly his best.
Nice. I like this one as well. I mean, got Sheev in there. Got Maul in there. Gotta have some Maul, huh? But hey.
Gotta have some more.
Okay, then also...
The fake Phantom Menace.
The fake Phantom Menace.
Yeah, everyone went in thinking, oh, that
this is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Good times.
Great stuff. No, I can't, like, I really do think it's excellent. I mean, he is using that, like, again, it's like a diagonal. Yeah, like using a diagonal, like it's done in a couple of other wrist pieces.
Yeah,
I think the colors in this are so good.
Yeah,
and I don't think these colors are seen enough.
Yeah, it feels like a prism, basically.
Yeah, but no, it's great. But yeah, love it.
All right. Next up, also came out with South Celebration is Gaps's Jyn Erso. This is the reg. And then we have the variant of his portrays, and there's also Kylo in the variant and Kylo in the reg.
Is it Kylo or is it Ben?
It's Kylo Ben. Okay. Kylo Ben. But now we come into, I think, my favorite piece of the week, which is Jack Gregory's Uninvited Guests regular version. And this is so fitting for the... And a boarding party, I think it was boarding party, what that was called. Yeah, and this one is so cool. The variant as well.
I was going to get an AP of the first one, but I believe they got lost or something.
No.
Sad.
It's sad. Yeah, I need to talk to him about this.
I might get lost again.
Hey, don't jinx it. But yeah, this one is pretty cool. Love this one. Next up, we have...
Totally agree. I like
what's
everything you've said. I think that was great. Definitely one of the prints of the week.
For sure. Next up, we have Mr. J.S. Rosbach Metropolis piece, which is pretty cool and feels different from the stuff we've seen from Metropolis before. And Metropolis is... there's no copyright anymore, so hey. Knock yourself out if you want to do a copyright, if you want to do a perfectly fine official release of Metropolis.
Yep. Yeah, it's good to see something different from Metropolis as well.
Mm-hmm.
things can get a bit samey, can't they, obviously.
Indeed, indeed.
Good.
By the way, there was the other day. I don't like techno and stuff like that, but they had.
Just the way you said that. I don't like techno, by the way.
But no, it's not my kind of music. It's a subjective dislike. But anyways, I wanted to say that that they had, because they have like this live orchestra shows at that local cinema here for Metropolis, and it's like an old timey cinema. But probably Metropolis have been actually shown like when it came out, like this kind of old. But hey, they had Jeff Mills, the godfather of Detroit techno, come in and do the live music for the movie. I would have loved to see that, how that is. That I think that is very interesting.
That sounds good.
All right. Next up, Matt Needle, Enter the Dragon. Very minimal piece. Lots of negative space. Very cool, though.
Solid, isn't it? Solid needle.
Yeah. Solid needle. Sounds like this is a solid needle for my stitching.
That's very good.
Yeah, good stuff. Then, next up, we have Evil Dead by Phantom City Creative. This is the rag version. Then we have a variant of this one. I think this one is pretty cool. I like this with the blue popping very well. And then there's the foil. I think it was a foil variant. And yeah, this one is creepy, creepy.
Creepy, creepy.
It gives you a little feel of Evil Dead Rise coming up.
Have you seen?
No, not yet. It's coming out soon, right? Or is it out? I don't know.
It's supposed to be very good, though.
Huh? Well, let's see. Had
lots of good reviews.
Mm-hmm. So, how are you liking this one?
I'm liking it. I think it's good. I think it's strong.
Great. This one is my favorite, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you still looking, or are we done?
I'm still sort of looking. I haven't really looked at this one very much. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, right. Then last but not least, we have Steve Thomas, Middle Earth Travel Series, From Mirkwood to Casa Doom and everything in between.
Three.
Book your trip now. Explore the Enchanted Forest. Relax and stay for the night, Edbury. Or journey through the Misty Mountains and get into an adventure with some dwarves.
No. Skip the dwarves part.
Yeah. What's your favorite place in Middle Earth?
Home.
Home?
Home, Frodo.
So, are we talking Bag End? Are we talking
Bag End?
Hobbiton. Yeah. What are we talking? The whole thing or just the house?
I like going back home.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for answering this question so directly.
Going back home.
All right. Let's take a dip into Key Art Corner. Did you put anything in there or is it just me?
No, I didn't. Like I said, I didn't get a chance to put anything in there.
All right. Key Art Corner. We have Mr. Matt Ferguson, Return of the Jedi. Because it's coming back to cinema on April 28th, and this one is the companion piece to Empire Strikes Back, and this one looks very, very cool. The red and the green and everything in between is amazing.
Yeah, boy.
Have
you got the quad as well? The quad's better.
Yeah, the quad has even the Ewok village and stuff, people.
Yeah.
Something I sadly won't get, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's too big. It's just too big for home.
Sad. You'd have to ask for a quad poster frame from
poster. No. It's not about that. It's too big for like the walls and stuff.
Okay.
But I heard May the Force is around the corner, people. So keep your eyes peeled and check over with Bottleneck Gallery because something
happening on May the 4th.
I think there's going to be some Star Trek releases from Vice Press.
It's the Imagine. That would be great. yeah. There's a... if you bought the Japanese version of the first one...
Yeah, I have it.
You'd be able to complete your set as well.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, mate.
And my brother told me that I need to get him one, so...
Wow. That's at least 3 sales, then. I think they'll be all right.
Yeah. I think I'll get the set then, obviously.
Yeah. When do you think A New Hope's going to be done? Do you reckon it'll be the 50th anniversary?
But that's, like, how long away?
10 years, isn't it?
What's that?
No.
It's 77, so it's, like, 4 more years. I don't think so. I think it's going to be done earlier.
No, I reckon it'll be another 4 years.
Think?
Matt can get working. You can do a few different versions, get one in a week.
Okay. There you go, Med. Go work.
Yeah, this is lovely. It's really nice.
I might have...
When you zoom in on the details as well. It's kind of lost.
I don't want to do this right now because I might have Matt on for a little special episode because he has been on for Empire Strikes Back, so we might have him back on for Return of the Jedi.
You don't want to talk to me about it.
What's that?
You don't want to talk to me about it.
I do. I mean, you can come on as well. I don't care.
No. That's all right. I just thought as it's something to talk about, we'll talk about it. We've talked about it and we can go on.
All right. Poster Junkie, last one, I promise. This is for IV71, a new Indian movie coming up in May. And this one is pretty cool if you know the history of India and what's happened and stuff. So it was the war.
Ignorant, and therefore I don't know. But it's a lovely poster.
Yeah. All right. This one's pretty cool. I like it.
Very nice.
Love the colors on it. And the plane gun bomb thingy.
Yes. Plane gun bomb. Is this from your sponsor? Is this from your sponsor?
It's a sponsored post, yeah. Paid partnership.
We should get one of those, put it up in the corner and just put, like, do it ourselves and put Poster Junkie up in there.
Hey, don't be mean.
I'm not being mean. It is just like every single week.
Come on. It's not his fault that he has output. Remember when we had Greg Ruth every week? You didn't say that.
Yeah. Oh, Mia's been being really nasty for some reason.
Okay. What's also really nasty in a positive way is Indiana Jones Dial of Destiny by Studio Stella, trying to keep the Drews and feel alive. Let's put it this way. What do you say?
There was something about this, wasn't there? Like, he wasn't very happy when it came out.
Who was?
Things have been changed.
Who wasn't happy?
Benek, who did it? I can't remember.
Studio Stella. Tony Stella?
Yeah, Tony Stella. There you go. That's his first name. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. Tell me more.
There was something about, I don't know that much more, but after it had been handed in, I think some changes were made that, I don't know. I just saw something on Twitter, you know, that reliable source of information.
All right, now we come over to Mondo. And I know there's a lot of stuff going on about Mondo and a lot of things have been said behind closed doors. Open letters have been read and things like that. I don't even know what to think anymore. So I'll just leave it at that. And there is still some of the classic Mondo releases that have been are directed by the old guard. And let's take a look at one of them, which is Loki by Ann Benjamin, and you know I'm a big fan of Ann Benjamin's, and this Loki is a screenplay poster. This is the variant. Then we have the rag in green, obviously, and then there's also a TVA variant, which gives you this beige, orange, brownish flavor that the outfit of the TVA has.
Mm-hmm. There's a little glowing thing on Loki's.
Yeah, it's the collar. Mm. The bomb collar or whatever it is. What's that?
only just noticed it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cool little touch.
Yeah, but I like this one. It's really great. I love all the different versions in there. Even Alligator Loki. Great stuff.
Yep. Did this sell out? Is it sold out?
Let me check. While we do this, I'll go to the Mondo shop. And Benjamin. Soundtrack. Wake. It's gone. Waiting for the next drop. Nope. Seems like pre-order. It says pre-order. Doesn't say... it says in the thingy how much it was. 215. The other one is only the reg left, I guess. The others are not... I don't know if they are on there or not, but I don't see them. So... Yep, seems like that's gone.
Hey, yeah. I mean,
what's that?
Is it going to affect them that much?
I don't. It doesn't feel like it. I mean, looking at this from the perspective of that, there are other very good pieces that we really enjoyed are still on this website and not bought, even as you know, back in the day that when they did it.
Yep.
So.
No, man. Like you said, it's difficult to know now, isn't it? Sort of lots of perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Lots of perspectives. But yeah. Why didn't we talk about this one? I'm just looking at the Pathe Panchali, this Indian movie. I think it's the highest ranked Indian movie, like critic wise. Also, N. Benjamin release. It feels like only N. Benjamin's doing releases. It was with Black Dragon Press together.
I don't know. We haven't done a show for 3 weeks?
Yeah. I've had a look through the blog, but I guess I missed this one. But yeah. Anyways, let's move on here to some more art stuff. And yeah, Lisa Shumska doing the Power Rangers. This is the reg. And then we have a variant of this one. And James is going to tell us a little bit more about it.
So it's the 30th anniversary of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Netflix movie comes out today.
Yeah, I think it is. How is it? Which Power Ranger are you? What was your hero?
I liked the Green Ranger at the time. It was red, and then when the Green Ranger came in, I was like, I'm all about the green.
Oh, all right.
What about you?
I don't know, black? I wasn't a big Power Ranger fan, but I think black because...
Okay.
I think black because it suited the style better. I could pull it off better than red, I guess.
Nah, all about red. He was the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the T-Rex.
Rawr.
So, yeah. It's a celebration of that being released on Friday, 6 p.m. in the UK, and yeah, Lisa Shumska. The variant is going to be all the profits will go to a charity chosen by Lisa, great. And the reg will give all profits to Lisa.
There you go. It's very nice. She's from the Ukraine, so she is very affected by the war.
Indeed.
And that's why this is happening.
And because I love Lisa as well. Like, we didn't...
Yes.
We didn't commission her just because.
And also...
stuff because I've got it on here every freaking week, so...
Yeah, so she should sponsor the show, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Shouldn't this be a paid partnership right there, James?
Yeah,
the proceeds should go to us, right?
Yeah, we're the charity that Lisa chooses.
Exactly.
For the variant.
Yeah, we're such charity cases, man.
Yep. I sure am right now. So yeah, this is going to be 18 by 24. Yeah, 18 by 24. But not, there's not going to be many copies, I don't think. They'll be quite after. Perfect. So yeah, dudes.
All right.
Expect some more Power Rangers stuff this year.
Google Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Okay, next up, Vice Press. And this is Bella Grace's June Into Edition. There's a foil edition. Not edition, but it's called foil, not variant, but foil regular, because there's only one. And it's pretty cool. And then there's also a editions version, which is, I think the foil one is sold out, but the edition version is still available because there's like a 1,000 or 2,000.
1,000.
Exactly. So there are a bunch of them. So and they're a little smaller and obviously a little cheaper. So get yours. I like this one.
Yeah, I like them both.
Yeah.
I love the colorway of the editions one.
Yeah, me too.
But then, like, I haven't seen the physical foil.
Yeah.
So knowing her, like, Jurassic Park, that looks amazing in person. That foil on that works so well.
Yep. That is true. I have one.
If anything like that, then they will look spectacular.
Indeed. Okay, so coming back to all the goodies you're going to get for the open house, there's some very cool...
Wristbands,
exactly.
You get a free wristband.
And a cool Vice Press bag.
With a stamp on it.
Indeed. Are these photoshopped in, or is this... It looks so photoshopped.
Yeah, it might... Well, it could be. I don't know.
But it's all... probably it's a photo. Like, judging
I reckon that it might be photoshopped.
Yeah.
Because... of the frames, like they've been putting out all the stuff for the frames, and I reckon some of that's photoshopped.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well. Anyways, but yeah, you get cool wristbands because they have been shown already, like as an actual photo, and the goodie bags you were talking about. And yeah, here's the date again, 24th of June. So come on through. I might make it out. I don't know yet. I have to check
the travel options.
Because I have to fly to Manchester and then catch a train to Sheffield or something like that.
Bummer.
Thank you. It's, your motivational speeches always give me the highs.
Bummer.
But yeah.
Well, if you make it like part of a little trip, maybe might figure out some other things to do in the north of England.
Like what? Is there anything to do?
Great, like if you can get to Liverpool.
But it's Manchester. Like it's gonna be a weekend. I have work on Monday.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but yeah, it is what it is. Open house. I'll try to make it though because I really want to come. And yeah, speaking of Vice Press and James Frames, I have in the next couple of days I have a surprise as well because James Frames, aka the Poster Frame Company, is that the right title? I think so, right? They sent me some cool frames, and I will check them out, unbox them, and let things fall on my foot again, and then we'll see how sturdy they are or not.
Will they break your toe?
Will it break? I can do this only once.
You can put a frame in a blender and see if it will blend.
A lot. Yeah, this is this is gonna be like, you know, only once a year. Will it break? But yeah, will it break the toe? Anyways, it was good having you, James. I hope you had a little pick me up here and a little laughs on the side. And I hope you feel better. And we'll see you guys all in 2 weeks, I hope, or maybe earlier for the special. Or whenever. You guys let me know also in the comments what was your favorite. And yeah. My last words. And thank you to Postal Junkie for sending me so much money for this paid partnership. Do I have to rename the episode now?
Yeah, sponsored by Postal Junkie.
Okay. Peace out, guys. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye.